From the Benefits Administrator Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to execute a 3-year contract with Buck Consultants for a one-time initial audit of all covered dependents and an ongoing verification of newly covered dependents. This will also go to the Committee on Personnel.
Okay, who's this Buck, Buck people?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Buck Consultants are most known to the county for their work as our actuaries on the pension plan. Mm-hmm. This is an additional service that they provide.
Where are they located?
They have offices nationwide, but their primary office that services us is in downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're comfortable with those people?
Yes, sir, I am.
Anybody got any questions about Supervisor Peggy West?
I'm going to approve all.
Bert?
I'm going to approve all.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions, Supervisor Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'll have a question before personnel here this morning again, but I understand comfort level, and there's nothing that I've seen that would suggest they're not doing a good job, and I would defer to you as the chairman has already. You know, you're the ones who have to work with them and rely on their information. I'm just always concerned, that's the right word, to make sure we kind of give automatic contracts, you know, we're comfortable with them. Maybe there's a paucity, which I've seen in other areas, of people who do this kind of work in the Milwaukee area or other players. Have we actively looked, or are we comfortable, and we feel that the competency we get is better than we can get anywhere else? Is that your feeling, too? That would be a question I would have, please. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this contract went through a full RFP process. None of the respondents to it were local firms. They were all outside of the Milwaukee metro area.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's neither a good nor bad thing.
Okay. I want you to paint it one way, don't
the basically, we did not have a local option available for this one. The closest one proximity to us is the Buck contract, but it was not automatically awarded to them by any means. One thing with the Buck proposal that set them apart from the other contracts that were or proposals before us was really their focus on employee communications in the process, and also their willingness to assist any displaced former dependents in finding other insurance coverage, basically referring them to exchange systems, referring them to outside areas to help them find alternative coverage. With the other vendors, in most cases, we were seeing that really their responsibility ended once they identified them for removal from our plans. So they did have a little bit more of an employee-friendly focus than the others.
Okay, all I want to say is make sure that, you know, things start off real good, cozy. But if it starts sour, make sure you have someone you can talk to to try to do corrective action on that, have someone to intervene. You know how we always kind of intervene and got together with them and make sure that we have that kind of group that do that with you. What you got now? Are you working with these people by yourself, or are you still working with staff or whatever to do what you've done before? How it goes now?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure I understood the question.
Well, I know that we used to work with Steve and Jerry, whatever. I want to know, is that process still taking place, or maybe Jerry, you could.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, you don't typically get us involved in administrative branch RFPs, but in this one, because of our background with the work group and the audits we've done, the resolution directed audit to work with Mr. Hanchek in developing the RFP and reviewing it and getting the contract awarded, and we will stay engaged with Mr. Hanchek in making sure it plays out the way it was designed.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure you have his Hanchek's back.
Mr. Chairman, on this specific issue that you've charged us with, we do.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Any other question on this?
Mr. Chairman, if I may draw one more thing to the committee's attention, just in the interest of full disclosure, I am also asking for approval of a policy recommendation in this as well regarding employee amnesty, and I wanted to make sure that I afforded you the opportunity to ask any questions about that.
Okay. Anybody got any questions on that?
Is that in this policy ready? That's not even part of this contract.
What I, Mr. Chairman, what is in the document before you is asking for approval of the contract and also asking you to concur with my recommendation to follow Buck's best practice regarding amnesty. It's not required, and it's not something that's specifically directed or addressed anywhere in the county that I'm aware of.
Mr. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What do you mean by employee amnesty?
Chairman, Supervisors, the term amnesty in this application basically means that we're seeking to correct the records right now, to clean up anyone who's an ineligible dependent, and we're asking employees to come forward and remove ineligible dependents without any kind of fear of reprisal from the county. As a practical matter, prior to health care reform in 2010, our approach would have been to address the financial issues if any claims were paid inappropriately as a result of an ineligible dependent being on our plan by rescinding coverage retroactive to the last enrollment period and instructing our claims administrator to recoup any claims dollars that we paid. And then a second piece to that is if it was a clear case of intentional attempt to defraud the county, we would refer it back to the department for disciplinary action.
Do you know whether we've had a lot of that or you just being cautionary?
It's been very isolated. I'm only aware of one where we've actually pursued disciplinary action in the past 5 years that I've been here.
Okay.
If I can finish with the description of it. Since health care reform, there's been rules passed basically restricting our ability to rescind coverage on a retroactive basis. Regardless of what the committee's decision is on amnesty and the board as a whole, federal law now prohibits me from going back and retroactively revoking coverage and recouping those payments. So now what we're really talking about is the employment decision. And the threshold there is still a very steep one. It has to be really a blatant case of fraud for me to even recommend disciplinary action. So it is a somewhat moot point, but as it is a policy direction that I'm seeking, I wanted to make sure I explained it fully.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo, did you have any further questions?
Yes, I just want to say thank you for exposing that, making sure that we understand exactly where we are going, because I just want to pay attention to the contract versus the other underlying stuff, and I wanted to say thank you for doing
that. Now you're trying to take my thunder from my man. Go ahead, Supervisor.
Thank you.
I'll be glad when you're done, because you talk a lot in that chair.
Really? You didn't talk out of the chair at all.
Did
you
talk that much out of the chair? I think as I heard you in your chair, I talk far less than you.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, no, you don't.
Mr. Chair, I was actually just going to say that as well, that I appreciate that. I'm certainly aware of it. You talked about the amnesty issues in the past, but bring it to the committee's attention, especially at the end of a long meeting when someone might not remember that or whatever, is really a helpful way to work with the board. And you just get so much farther with that than other, more confrontational things. So I really appreciate it. I think I trust your judgment on that and certainly support moving forward with your recommendations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other further accolades of what I've been saying all the time?
Mr. Chairman, he remains interim. He's been interim for a while. He's still not saying something's going to happen.
Are there any other further discussion? Then, Mr. Clerk, call the roll.
On the motion for approval, Supervisors Bruin.
Yes.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
From OS.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-0.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming.
Yeah.
Adjournment, somebody can say some adjournment.
Most of us have finance.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.